Your audio is on.
Okay, if everyone is ready, we'll go ahead and call the meeting back to order. I hope everyone had a nice break and you're ready to go and get through the rest of this agenda. Clark, if you could go ahead and do a quick roll call, please.
Yes, sorry, just a moment. Congresswoman Rebird.
Here.
Congressman Keene is absent. Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler. Present. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, are you on the line? I see her on the screen, but
who?
Congresswoman Lemon. I don't know if she's muted or if she's away from her iPad.
But this is Brandy. Hello.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry about that, guys.
Chair Shaw.
Present. Thank you, Caitlin. So at this time, we'll continue our discussion regarding the property income account and property improvement fund. Second speaker, Rebard, you had the floor. So please proceed.
Okay, thank you. So the question that we had, Casey, I'm assuming you're there. It looks like there's two of you. We were wanting to know what made up the rental income in the property income account. And more specifically, like how much money did we receive from the folks at Apple or KFM from leasing our land and the buildings? But it looks like we've received $629,796. And we were just kind of wanting to update on what makes that amount up.
Yes, ma'am. We have approximately 25 to 30 different types of leases, fee simple leases. The trust lease money goes into the IIM account, so that money doesn't go into here. Well, I don't like calling it an IIM account, but I guess that's what it is, the nation's account. The fee simple grazing leases, hunting leases, et cetera, go into this account. As do all the different business leases. So that's what makes up these accounts.
Okay, and follow up?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, thank you, Case. I think we understand which ones go in there, and you're saying we have about 25 to 30 active.
Yeah, I've got real estate getting me the exact number.
Okay, good. Do you have an estimate? Is this where you put the money, like when we lease to KFM or Apple for the movie? Is this
yes.
where that? How much do you think we receive from those guys this year?
Chair.
Yes, who was that?
This is Tyler.
Okay, Tyler, go ahead.
I have that number. We show as of payments received to the end of July at $37,695.95.
Thank you. Follow up, second speaker.
Madam Chair, excuse me, can I add a little bit to this?
Yes.
So in addition to that income, they also removed the giant radio tower thing that was up here at Executive, at an approximate cost of $30,000. And the balcony on the front of our building was rotted, had a little tree growing out of it. And they paid to have all of that redone. So this building will actually look normal again. I can't remember that cost. It's around $16,000 or $17,000. And the reason we did it that way is because they didn't have to go through the procurement process if they just contracted themselves.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Questions, committee? Any other members of Congress have questions regarding either of those accounts?
Madam Chair, this is Brandy again.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Could Mr. McIntosh repeat the negative balance?
Mr. McIntosh?
Yes, sir. I show that right now, considering on income received in the property income account from October 1st, 2020 through August 31st, 2021, that it's activity related to that income account would show that when we transferred out the $1,213,357, that that created kind of a negative activity of $583,461.46.
Okay.
And I would consider this more of an account balance as not a fund balance.
Okay.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. McIntosh, can you explain those two terms? Account balance versus fund balance.
Yes, typically, if you read like GASB, Governmental Accounting Standards Board material, accounts make up, all accounts make up a fund. So like all the revenue accounts that are unassigned would make up basically the revenues for the general fund. So this is an account within the general fund, and that's based on how the language reads in 19-50. So this account actually is in the general fund. And I've looked for other language outside of 19-50 in regards to the property income account. Typically, you determine based on GASB statement 54, whether it's restricted or committed. It's typically based on if it's limited on what the funds can be used for. And I'm not identifying that limitation in regards to the property income account. And I may have just not run across it yet. Okay. But that's kind of the basis of where I'm coming from. And ultimately, I got to define this really because it ends up on the balance sheet of the audit. Typically at the bottom of the balance sheet, you identify restricted, committed, and unassigned and assigned balances there.
Okay. If I could follow up, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So that's kind of where I was headed, because it is one that's going to, if it's going to show up on the balance sheet, then are you going to have to reconcile it, bring it back to zero? And how would we do that? Or can we leave it in the negative because it's just an account balance out there and not a fund balance?
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, I've considered the same thought. The some of the ways I see is that since it's not really in the retained or the projected revenue for fiscal year 2021, I don't know if it would need to be included in that. And then you use general fund to take care of the difference of that negative balance. But I believe that the $583,000 should be reflected as far as activity to reduce potentially what we're showing as available fiscal year 2021 funds, based on that it's just a general fund account that at the end of the year would roll to zero. I mean, would close out to retain revenue at the end of the year and start okay. back over at zero at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Fraser.
I have a question for Mr. McIntosh, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Mr. McIntosh, do you show anything going into the property income account from the IIM accounts this current fiscal year, FY21?
I believe I remember seeing those accounts on the balance sheet. If they're on the balance sheet, then I would say yes.
Mr. Fraser, did that answer your question?
Well, I'm looking at information we received whenever Congress made that appropriation to the property income, to the property improvement fund from the property income account this fiscal year. And it looks like the balance was around that $600,000 you see on the statement of revenues and expenditures. And then they were going to draw down somewhere north of $700,000 from the IIM accounts. And that is what the appropriation consisted of. That's why Congress appropriated $1.2 million, was because there was going to be a drawdown from IIM accounts.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I do not see I'm looking at kind of the monthly revenues that have come in throughout the year from October to August. I do not see one month where it spiked to 700,000. So at this current time, I do not see that recognized as far as in this program income account, but I will work to identify that and follow up on it.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Mr. Fraser, any more questions?
No, Madam Chair, not at this time.
Thank you.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm really interested now that Casey's back on the line. Second speaker asked about the KFM money. And could we get an accounting of that or tell us where it is?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
As Mr. McIntosh stated earlier, cash was put into the property income account in the approximate amount of $37,000. And then KFM also conducted some work on their dime on the campus.
Congresswoman Stabler, follow up.
Now I don't know where to go with that. So,
any other questions, committee?
This is Rebard. I was just wondering if, Jordan, could you send that piece of legislation? Would you forward that to Tyler? And that to make sure that he is seeing that transaction from the IIM to the PIA. Please.
Committee.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I believe the IIM account drawdowns were done by the executive branch, and then Congress appropriated those monies out of the property income account into the property improvement fund. So there wouldn't be legislation that showed the drawdown from the IIM accounts, but I do have some communications where those are discussed, and I could compile those and send them to Mr. McIntosh if you are comfortable letting me do that.
Yes, I am.
Yes, Chair, I would agree, because I think I know what communication he's talking about. I think that was from Treasurer Littleton. And also, in looking at the PIF, there was initially, back when 1950 was established, a budget in place, but as you can see, there were some capital improvements, and of course, to me, the biggest piece of this are the property taxes. Casey, what were the professional fees in the PIF used for? There's like $49,530.
Oh man, I can't remember.
Can you see Tyler in your system in the GL?
Could you restate that question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a way to tell in your accounting system, in your GL, what was used in the professional fees? $5,750.
Yes, we'll have to run a detail on that. So it'll take a couple of minutes.
Okay. I was just curious in case, I think we're getting ready to go into October. And then, of course, you're going to have property taxes due, and insurance.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. The property taxes will be due in December. And then okay. The insurance, sure. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure when that is.
Okay, because the insurance paid year to date is only $401. That seems really low.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I guess my concern, Casey, is I think I reached out to you guys early on in session. I just want to make sure that we have enough money to cover most certainly the property taxes and the insurance. And that's why I was asking, you know, like how many leases we have, and it looks like we're only making close to $650,000 a year. And then, of course, we wouldn't get any money from Apple or KFM any longer in FY22. My concern is that I have enough money to cover the taxes and the insurance associated with our properties.
Yes, ma'am. I want to say, and I'll get you the exact number, but I want to say the total number was around $250,000 for taxes and insurance total.
Okay. Well, maybe we could, a chair, maybe we could get, I don't know, maybe they could kind of look and get this cleaned up a little bit. That way we know exactly. So that way, if you guys need, I just want to make sure our taxes are paid. And so I appreciate Tyler looking at this, and I think he's getting familiar, and I appreciate you, Tyler, looking at the law. And updating us on this account and the fund. But I think Congresswoman Stabler and I, we had a great discussion about this morning, and I feel like if they're in your review and research with this, Tyler, I'm concerned about the negative as well on the balance sheet and how it affects our audit and retained revenue. So as you look at this, if you guys need to come to us and talk to us again in committee, and if we need an appropriation to get things correct or whatever, please let us know what we can do to help. Thank you.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Any other questions for Mr. Johnson or Mr. McIntosh regarding those two funds, accounts, one fund, one account? Any members of Congress that are not on the committee? Okay, gentlemen, thank you so much for the information today. And if you could follow up with the information that Second Speaker requested, once you've had the chance to take another look at it, we'd appreciate it.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
It's 26 leases exactly. Better commercial.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That would be, Chair, if Casey could, whenever we discuss it again, get that report from Real Estate Services, because I'd like to also know the number of leases we have in an undivided interest with other folks as far as the nation goes. So that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Appreciate it. Committee, we have two more items to complete our agenda. Consideration of appointees Frank Freeman and Gary Weil. I can tell you that I did try to get in touch with Gary Weil and wasn't successful this morning. I haven't heard back from him, but Mr. Freeman is on the line. So if Well, actually, he's on the Zoom. I see his face there. So if you're ready, go ahead and pull up his information. Get your questions ready to go. Mr. Freeman, is there anything you would like to share with the committee as we move into this discussion? Can you hear me? Not really. I think we had difficulty hearing you last time you were on the call, and I can't remember what we did to remedy that.
I finally called in.
Committee, can you hear him well enough to proceed, or would you like him to call in?
Yeah, I think that he should call in. Just muffled.
Okay. Mr. Freeman, if you could call in, that would be good.
Thanks,
That doesn't sound good, Mr. Freeman. Are you having any luck? No, not any better, really.
Now, can you hear me? There we go.
Yes. Yes. Okay, is that better? You did have a little echo there. Did you turn the, on your computer, turn the sound off on your computer? I believe if you call in, you have to mute yourself on the Zoom.
Muted that. That better?
Your computer? Okay.
Well, that's good.
Now try it. Clark, do you have a solution? Any suggestions for Mr. Freeman?
Well, I meant to turn Mr. Freeman down and I accidentally muted him on his phone. So he'll have to unmute on his phone. But Mr. Freeman, if you have anything at all that is playing the audio, so if you're listening to the meeting from your computer and your phone, turn your computer all the way down. And just listen from your phone, because that echo is because you have two things playing the meeting at once. And since I muted your phone, I'm not sure how you actually unmute on Zoom. I apologize for that. You might actually have to call back in, but there could be a way to unmute.
Mr. Freeman, we did get your message there that you have your computer volume down. I think what the clerk was saying is that she muted your phone. So you may have to call back in. Mr. Freeman, were you able to hear? Are you unmuted? That's good.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, that is great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I had to get clear off of the. I had to get clear off of the meeting.
Oh, we understand. So, sometimes this technology is puts us to the test. So thank you for being here, Mr. Freeman. We're ready to discuss your appointment. And what I stated, was there anything that you would like to say to the committee before we do that?
Well, I appreciate how hard you guys have all worked. And I know there's a lot coming down the pike. And I am... we're doing everything we can to make sure we have a smooth transition on what's coming forward. And I'm open to any questions, so.
Thank you. Committee, what questions do you have?
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman, go ahead.
I'm trying to think of a question for Frank, and I don't really have any. We've all worked so close this last couple of years that we've got to know Frank pretty well. And yeah. I just wanted to make the comment that he's a good man to work with, and he certainly helped us out when we needed it the most and got us straightened out with our LLC. And think that he should definitely be put forward for another term with us, and we certainly appreciate his expertise, his accounting capability, and his business acumen, and look forward to the next phase.
Thank you, Congressman Stabler.
Thank you, committee. Any other questions or comments?
This is Brandy, Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Congresswoman.
Thank you very much. And hello, Mr. Freeman. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm great. We've got a marathon meeting going on, and we've been here since 9, and I'm really happy that you were able to join us. I really do agree and with what Congresswoman Stabler said, and I'm looking forward to continuing this relationship. And I really enjoy working with you, and I want people to know out there that are listening in, if anyone is, that you take this so seriously and you believe in brutal honesty. And a lot of times people shy away from that, even when it makes us ourselves uncomfortable. And if we can't get to that point of awkwardness and uncomfortable and asking the right questions and the tough questions, then we wouldn't be where we are right here, right now. And that's because a lot of your own leadership, in my opinion, with what you walked into when you came to this board. And so it's so good to know that when you come on to Congress in 2018, myself and Congresswoman Stabler and Congressman Big Horse together to be hit with what we were hit with in 2018. And then in a really short amount of time, so we all might think it's long, but now here we are 3 years later, and I truly believe we've turned the corner. Again, those are Congresswoman Stabler's words from another meeting, but I just want to say that I'm ready to move forward with your appointment, and look forward to working with you. And I appreciate you serving your people in the way that you do. Thank you.
Very kind. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other questions? Committee, other Congress members on the line? Any movement?
Chairwoman.
Yes, Speaker, go ahead.
I move to report Frank Freeman to the Congress. The candidate is qualified by education and experience to serve on the Osage LLC board, and that there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
Thank you. There is a motion and a second. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Freeman, and thank you, committee.
Thank you. I'll keep trying to work hard and get us going where we need to go.
Okay. We appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Same to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, committee. Our last item on the agenda is Mr. Gary Weil. His reappointment to the Gaming Commission Board. As I stated earlier, unfortunately, I was not able to get in touch with Mr. Weil, so I'm looking for the committee's direction as to whether you want to consider this appointment now or if you would like to wait and put him on a later meeting so that we can visit with them.
Chair, this is Rebar.
Yes, go ahead.
I feel like, well, for me, I think Mr. Weil served in his current position for some time. And although I'd love to, you know, visit with him, he did send in his packet, and I feel comfortable with that. I feel like I've know him well enough and his capacity as a board member with the nation to move on. That's just my opinion.
Thank you, second speaker. I appreciate that. Any other comments? What is the will of the committee at this point? As second speaker stated, we did receive his paperwork, and hopefully everyone's had a time to take a look at it. Would anyone like to proceed with the movement? Do you want me to put them on the next agenda? What is the will of the committee?
I would say go ahead and moving forward, but I don't have the language. Okay. I move that move to report that Gary Weil is qualified by education and experience to serve on the Gaming Commission, and that there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Is there a second?
I'll second. It's Rebar.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion carries. Thank you, committee. Mr. Gary Weil will be reported to Congress. From the committee, the next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Move to adjourn. Second.
There's a motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, committee, for your time this afternoon. We are adjourned.
Yay. Bye, everybody. Okay,
thank you, Chair.
Have a good day.
You too.
Don't forget your committee reports.
Oh, shoot. That's right. Okay. Oh, wait. I'm trying to run out of here, Pam. What are you talking about?
I know.